We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, doesn't this feel just a little familiar? Welcome to the Maggie and Perloff Show. So glad to have you, and what a hell of a show we have today. I wish we could say we planned this, but sometimes you just get a little bit lucky. So obviously the big news is Tom Brady retired for good, according to him, Perloff.
I've heard that before.
This all feels very familiar. So we already had planned to talk to a two-time Oscar winner and one of the stars of 80 for Brady. Sally Field is going to join us. This has been lined up for like a week and a half. She was with Brady last night on the red carpet at the premiere, and we're going to talk to her today.
No, Maggie, that's not how you do it. You say everyone else is reaching out to Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter. We called on our dear friend Sally Field this afternoon when we found out the Brady news.
Yeah.
Because when you think of a great quarterback retiring, who's your go-to person?
Sally Field. She's going to be our go-to for everything from now on. Also, Ross Tucker is going to join us, a teammate of Tom Brady's. So we got a lot of fun stuff. But
by the way, I want to make it clear. As far as we know, this is not a publicity stunt for the movie 80 for Brady. Tom Brady is really retiring. Better not be, or would you kind of respect that?
I would not respect it.
Okay.
I would not respect it. And I hope that's not true. We've been told that Tom Brady cares too much about football. Anyway, so here we are again, the exact same place we were this time last year. Literally the exact day, February 1st, is when Brady had put out his, what we thought was retirement, turns out was kind of just goodbye Tampa, because later it came out that he was likely going to go to Miami and team up with Sean Payton.
No.
And that's why the Dolphins got docked a first-round pick in this year's draft.
That's an interpretation. That was not a goodbye Tampa. It wasn't goodbye Tampa. So based on what you just said, I am assuming you're not buying Jeff Darlington's report today that it was Tampa or retirement. There was no looking at other teams.
Well, you know, we'll sort out all the reports and all the sources. We've got 3 hours to do that today.
But okay.
Here's my question about Tom Brady today. Is Tom Brady retiring because he really wants to retire today? Because it's really time. After 23 years, it's really time. Or could he just not find the right team and right situation? Because we've been told he loves football. We know he loves football. We know that he can still play. No matter if we want to split hairs about, you know, wanting to get hit or, you know, moving around in the pocket. Perloff, he just went through another 18 week season with the playoffs, and we know that he can still play. You can't tell me he's not one of the best 32 quarterbacks on planet Earth. He's still top 15.
Right, but you can't say just because he's top 15 that his retirement is not for legitimate reasons, because one simple reason. The dude is 45 years old, Maggie. What are you talking about? He's 45.
I understand.
He should have retired last year.
Listen, the guy has been defying the odds and his age since he turned 40. I mean, the guy's had a Hall of Fame career since he turned 40. The best stat about this, by far, hands down, is that Tom Brady, if you just took his stats from when he was 40 years old until now, would be the all-time leading passer for the Chicago Bears. Like, this is what's happening. The guy's had three Hall of Fame careers.
He just set the record for completions.
Completions in this season.
In this season. But you did see a decline. You can't say this season was all about things around him. there definitely was a reluctance to get hit, and he was grounding the ball all over the place, throwing the ball 10 feet in front of him into the ground. So there was, it's not completely devoid of what's actually happening on the field.
Okay, but his offensive line was missing like basically three starters. Yep. I mean, they had, you know, for some reason, his connection with Mike Evans just was not evident this year. Mm-hmm. He clearly didn't have enough weapons. So I don't know if we're blaming like what went wrong with the Bucs on Tom Brady. I think he's actually the last person who we're putting blame on that they got, you know, handled by the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. I think people are applauding what Brady could still do at this age. And I think people like me thought he was still going to play at least another year. But the reason why I'm saying I don't know if Brady retired or the game retired Brady is you look at some of the teams that he would have likely gone to this year if he did want to play. Mm-hmm. So let's look at San Francisco. Already passed on Brady once in 2020. It's on the West Coast. We're not sure if he wants to do that. And they have a Trey Lance, Brock Purdy situation, Jimmy G mixed in. Who knows what's going
to
happen there?
And they won 12 straight games last year without Tom Brady. There's reason to think that they might be good without him.
Las Vegas, Stu's Raiders, the number 7 pick in the draft this year.
Okay.
They need a quarterback for the future. Enough messing around. They've split with Derek Carr.
Oh, no. This I do not agree with.
Okay.
What if they drafted? Bring in Tom Brady for 1 year and draft a developmental quarterback, because there's no non-developmental quarterbacks going number 7 in this year's draft.
They don't have a ton of cap space, and I think they have to think about the future, even though their team is basically ready to win now. Do not forget the report that maybe Darren Waller, maybe Hunter Renfrow are right now on the trade block. There's weird things happening in Vegas. That's not a sure thing. The Jets was never going to happen. That was a long shot all the time. Carolina, they have the number 9 pick. They need a quarterback, and there's no connection there. New Orleans, there's no connection there. And Miami has made it like obvious, or trying to be over obvious this week, that they're committing to Tua.
Yes, but if Brady was on the market, you're saying really on the market, you don't think Miami would change their mind?
Listen, the ship might have sailed on that. I mean, they already got docked a first-round pick this year for tampering with Brady.
Sunk cost, Maggie. Well, what difference does it make now if he signs it?
I know, but the league might step in. I have no idea. I think that's dead. So, like, really, where did he have to go?
One more. I don't think you mentioned Tennessee and Vrabel, which has always been floating out there for him.
And Tennessee and Vrabel, but, I mean,
they have no receivers. You should have said
no
that.
Receivers. Thank you, Perloff. They have no receivers.
Well, here's the thing. When you go back to Tom Brady leaving the Patriots, you can't possibly say the teams he was looking at are in any better position, or the situations. Tom almost felt desperate. He was looking at teams like the Bears and the Chargers and the Raiders at the time, who didn't even have Devontae Adams, and maybe Miami. But he ended up with the Tampa Bay team that hadn't been to the playoffs in 2 decades.
Yeah.
Hadn't had a winning season forever. So I understand what you're saying, and you do make a very good case. But I tend to believe this was about him not wanting to go out there and get hit anymore. I think that was a much bigger factor, because he could find an okay situation. I just think what I saw this year on the field looked like he was done. I mean, think of that Cowboys game. Did he seem like he wanted to be out there anymore?
Well, listen, did this season look like anyone was having a good time on the Bucs? Absolutely not. But that doesn't mean Brady wouldn't have wanted to go somewhere else. I mean, I know we were saying he didn't want to get hit, but were we saying that all year? We were kind of saying that towards the end of the season.
I think he was even worse in the beginning of the year. He was pretty bad earlier in the year too.
I hesitate to say Tom Brady was bad this year when he led the league in completions. I mean, we know all the accolades that he has. We can talk about Tom Brady's accomplishments forever. I just don't know if there was a logical place for him to go. And I don't know if they could make the match.
Well, you're telling me that any of those situations you just described aren't as good as the Bucs in 2020? Who the heck knew that all those players were that good?
Bucs were a sleeping giant.
And how do you know none of these teams are sleeping giant?
Well, they might be, but their quarterback situations, they might not be looking for a Tom Brady right now. Tampa was desperate for a Tom Brady. They'd love if Tom Brady could come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, honestly, the Titans are way far ahead of where Tampa Bay was at that point. They have Traylon Burks. Who knows? I'm just saying, if he really wanted to find a home, he's Tom Brady. I think he could have. And I'm not totally agreeing with you.
But not just any place. He can't just go anywhere.
I think it's being presumptuous to rule out some of those teams, especially the Raiders. I mean, the Niners, I kind of agree with you, but at least I think there was a chance. The Raiders, say they drafted Anthony Richardson at number 7. Why would that preclude them from taking Tom Brady?
Well, they could say, hey, we'll have Jarrett Stidham, and he'll help along Anthony Richardson.
Why would they say that if they could have Tom Brady?
Well, because here's the thing. I think that if Tom Brady were to go to the Raiders, he's trying to win. So he would tell them, hey, you got to use that number 7 pick, or I would encourage you to use that number 7 pick on a tackle, on somebody who's going to help me.
Tom Brady's doing 1 year. He does not want a rookie tackle. I mean, look at the Giants with Evan Neal. Did you see what the Eagles did to Evan Neal, the number 7 pick from last year's draft? They turned him like a turnstile.
He had a rookie tackle, Tristan Wirfs, and they won a Super Bowl.
And I think they played him at right tackle, right?
Yeah, right tackle. That's fine.
So, yeah, Wirfs is a generational tackle. The odds of hitting on a top 20 tackle are so slim. Honestly,
if we had
been with Aquanu this year or Evan Neal this year, it would have been a disaster. If we'd been with Andrew Thomas a few years ago, there's no tackle that's coming in that's going to attract Tom Brady to that situation.
Listen, Wirfs was like the third tackle off the board in that draft.
I'm telling you, Wirfs is not most tackles.
It's not like he was going, like, Wirfs didn't go number 1 overall. This wasn't like, you know, Orlando Brown.
I just think that Tom Brady's not going to want a rookie tackle. The odds are not good on that.
He'd rather have that than use the 7th. Like, if he's going there, then all hands have to be on deck in terms of winning next year.
And veterans.
Yes.
Rookies lose football games. That's all they do. They don't even, you know, they don't understand what's going on in the NFL. He's going to want an old team, and they already have the makings of an old team in Vegas. They're pretty old. I don't know what's going to happen with Waller or Renfro, but I think he could have found a spot if he wanted to. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Say there was a spot. So you're saying if the Raiders had called and made backdoor offer, he would not retire.
I mean, I think he wants to play. Listen,
I disagree.
He never, what's the one thing he said about the Raiders? Like when he was on The Shop, they were going with this MF-er over me. We know that. And then when he says something like, I was never going to go there anyway. And people who thought that was Derek Carr, and then he dismissed it. Maybe he's got hurt feelings about how that went down. I know it was Gruden, and now it's a totally different regime. But maybe he doesn't want to, maybe he and McDaniels aren't as close as people thought. I have no idea. Mm. But I just think that if the Raiders, like, if they really made him an offer, I do think he still wanted to play. But that's me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think so. Especially
you think
Raiders.
He's done.
I think he's really done. I mean, done. And but again, this is just my opinion. I'd like to hear what people think. You call us 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, because I think I'm in the majority. I think most people feel like the way Tom delivered that address, that he really was done.
Yeah, but I just wonder, was it his choice, or did he do his due diligence, as we know he would, going around back channeling around the league and couldn't find a spot?
But the other thing is, it's February 1st.
Yeah.
I don't even know. There's so many situations that we have no idea what direction they're going in. He can't really evaluate the field right now. And you think all these teams have made their decision at quarterback?
No, but that's why he unretired last year, right?
What do you mean?
Well, it was before the draft that he unretired.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But I kind of believe, too, Tampa Bay was a great situation. Tampa Bay was a great situation this year coming in. It's warm. He knows the market. He knows the offense. He knows the players. So I don't think that this was about the fit. I think this was more about it's time. Because eventually it's time.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We are on across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear us on Sirius XM, the free Odyssey app, and we are streaming live on YouTube right now. What is Perloff wearing today? I could tell you anything.
Yeah, we have a guest star in the YouTube channel. I don't know if she's in the chat yet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Official?
Yes,
you
people in the chat
it?
Behave. My mom and dad have finally figured out how to get us on YouTube.
Yes.
At least they said they were. I don't know if they really are. I hope so.
A special, extra special welcome to Carol and Tom Perloff.
Yeah.
And in the chat. Do not talk about 420, you weedos. Do not talk about purple drink.
No.
Do not talk about that stuff.
Are you kidding
Perloff's
me?
Mom's here.
The Perloff's party. They're totally into this. Purple drink? They're into that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, by the way, people were talking about purple drink in the chat.
Were they? It's like the mascot of the show.
Is that a thing in 2023?
Apparently, yes. I think people are making like 4 Loko in their bathtubs in this chat. I don't know.
Has purple drink overtaken the duck costume as our official show mascot.
No, but you know, we have an idea for the duck costume. Do you want to talk about that now? No, I'll talk about it later.
Is the duck costume drinking purple drink?
You might think you're drinking purple drink.
Wait, are we calling it purple drink or purple drank? As it is known.
It is purple drank or scissorp.
Yeah, if we want to go with scissorp, but I'm fine. But we're not calling it purple drink. What is this, Dimetap that I gave my daughter the other night? This is not purple drink. This
I think it starts with Dimetap. Wait,
actually, it is Dimetap. What is it? It's codeine and something, right?
Sprite. 855-212-4CBS. Free plug. 855-212-4227. If you wanted to advertise on the Maggie and Perloff show, we will mix your product with anything.
Maggie, I expect you to behave with my parents here. I don't expect the chat room to behave.
No promises. Carol and Tom have seen my true self. they know who I am.
Tom, what is purple drink?
And he'll say, can you pass me some purple drink?
And he'll say, you mean purple drank?
Oh, scissor? I have some in my bag. Okay, we want to hear from you. A, you buy in this retirement. That's the first one. Secondly, how do you feel about Tom retiring? Because I saw some people, you know, feeling some type of ways, including our friend Sully. This is a very tough day for a lot of people who rooted for Tom for all these years. And then also...
Poor Sully.
I know. And then, do you think Tom actually retired or do you think he couldn't find a spot? 855-212-4CBS. Also, a great comment in the chat. We're going to get to this later. I want to give proper credit. I promise I will later. Derek Carr just made himself a ton of money because it's one guy off the market. And I don't know if Carr is going to be traded or if he's just going to let his contract expire and then sign somewhere. But Derek Carr is already a rich man. He's going to become a richer man. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
By the way, doing some research on Wikipedia, it's also called lean syrup, wok, or oil.
Is that right?
Yes. I've heard of lean. Wok is new to me.
What's lean?
Lean is purple drank.
Oh.
It's called lean.
You know, you want to learn something? Tune into this show.
You want to know
a
the
smarter
drug
person?
You want to know the drug parlance from 2006 in Wikipedia? Tune into Maggie and Perloff.
We're hip to all the latest trends. Again, 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk about Tom Brady. If you are in the chat, welcome. If you're new, glad to have you. If you're old, even gladder to have you. You weedos, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go. We're talking Tom Brady today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.